That's Mozart's Overture to the Impresario. That's an old mono recording with the Columbia Orchestra and Bruno Walter directing, but you can still sense that excitement in there. There'll be a concert tomorrow night in Kansas City with a new start time. It'll be 6 p.m., so it'll get you back home pretty early. I think it's a good idea to have concerts a little bit earlier than we've been having them. It'll be Mad About Mozart, the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, and bright and early, Bruce Sorrell. Thank you for coming by the station.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I think the concert is at 7:30, as usual.
But there's something beforehand, right?
Yes, at 6:30, I am giving a pre-concert talk, and we'll talk about the works in the program. So yes.
Oh, that's good. Now it's all Mozart. And you're starting with the Impresario Overture.
Yes, that was exciting to hear that.
So tell us, Bruce, tell us about more what's on the program. There's a couple other pieces, right?
Right. Well, this is our 38th season, and so we're opening the season with Mozart's 38th symphony. I'm actually going to use the final symphonies to sort of do a countdown to 40, to the 40th season. So that's the final work on the program, is the Great Prague Symphony. We've only played it one other time in that almost 40 years, and that was back in 07, I believe. So it's been quite a long time, and it's such a magnificent piece. It's like we end up in this later part of Mozart's life, and he has this association with the city of Prague. He's living in Vienna, and the musical ideas just become, and the way he works them out, becomes so fascinating and so wonderful to listen to. I do think it is interesting to think about how much less rich our lives would be without Mozart. So that's sort of on the second half of the program. On the first half, we open with the Impresario Overture and then do a piano concerto with a wonderful young soloist, Yongri Kai, who is studying with Stanislav Yudenich at Park University, part of our collaboration with them. And it's the piano concerto number 24 in C minor. It's that one we have never performed this concerto before, so it's really great to bring that to our audience after nearly 40 years. I think it doesn't have the kinds of tunes that some of the other concertos have that have made them more famous. This is a very famous concerto in that it is really magnificently constructed, and there's all this wonderful music for winds. Particularly, Mozart at this point has really, I think, gotten super interested in incorporating that sort of idea of the Austrian wind band. So, two oboes, two bassoons, two horns, two clarinets, into sort of the more classical tradition. And the writing is just so exquisite, and throughout the whole of the work, not just for the piano, but for the orchestra as well. So it's a real treat.
The 38th and the 24th piano concerto. And tell us, now this young soloist, well, I suppose he's traditional college age, right?
I don't know exactly what age he is.
He looks so young in the photograph.
I think he is in his 20s, though.
Yes.
So
Yongri Kai?
Kai.
Yes. Uh-huh. So he'll be the soloist. And not too many of Mozart's piano concertos are in a minor key, but this one, it just has an incredible build to it. The middle movement is just so sweet, and it just really builds in the last movement. It's very exciting to listen to.
It's a very beautiful concerto, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that it's in C minor, because that's the key that is so important to Beethoven particularly, and Mozart doesn't use it a whole lot. But there are certainly times in the concerto where you think that Beethoven clearly must have known this concerto because of just sort of the sense of the drama to it.
Yes, it is very dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, it has this very, so it's a quiet but a foreboding opening that happens in that. And the same thing happens with the Prague Symphony, where he's got a slow opening to it, and it sounds very much like we're in the world of Don Giovanni. I mean, it's really...
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound great in the venue, which is the beautiful Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in downtown Kansas City.
Yes.
And it's not sold out yet, but...
No.
Tickets are
available.
Tickets are still available. And as a special thank you gift to KPR listeners, Bruce has provided a special code that when you put this in, when you buy tickets online, if you just put in KPR KCCO for Kansas Public Radio, Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, you'll get a discount on your tickets. And the tickets are very affordable. They're from, like, I don't know, 12 to 50, and it's certainly affordable. And it's just a bit, Bruce, when we finish, we're going to have a ticket giveaway to give away a pair of tickets. Just before we go, though, can I tease you just a little bit about what's coming up next for the season? Do you have anything worth mentioning now that we can look forward to after tomorrow night?
Yes. In December, December 3rd, Tuesday night, our kind of traditional day in that month to do a concert. It'll be an all Baroque concert featuring Vivaldi Gloria, which we haven't done for at least a decade. And it feels like one of those concerts where maybe even one of those seasons where I'm returning to sort of like some of the old favorites that I just love. And, oh gosh, it's been that long since we've done this, you know, kind of thing. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're doing that with Cardinalis, which is a choral group based in Liberty at William Jewell College. And with Tony Maglione. It's a professional group. And then on the rest of the concert will be Vivaldi Winter, the Bach Concerto for Oboe and Violin, that double concerto, which is so magnificent. And we'll be opening with a Handel Concerto Grosso.
Oh, so, that sounds good.
A lot of fun. Yeah, it'll be a lot.
So that'll be early December.
Holidays. Yeah, that's December.
But this tomorrow night is really the opening night of your season, isn't it?
That's correct.
You had a warm-up concert. The one out in the gardens.
Warnell House.
Yes.
Carolyn Watson conducted that. And unfortunately, it was one of those rainy Sundays, and it started and fine. And then eventually the players kind of like went into the portico of the house, and eventually that, you know, like the audience was getting wet and everything else. So they thought it was going to be clear, but it didn't stay clear. So anyway. But yeah, this is the beginning of the season inside, let's put it that way.
Mad about Mozart. Well, thank you, Bruce, for coming and talking to us about this. It sounds like a great concert.
Oh, it's going to be really wonderful. So please come. It's midweek. So, you know, give yourself a break. And thank you so much for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Bruce. See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Yes. So that's Mad About Mozart. It's tomorrow night in Kansas City. And to buy your own tickets, you can go to Kansas City Orchestra?
KCChamberOrchestra.org.
Thank you. KCChamberOrchestra.org. Or you can go through Eventbrite. And don't forget, you can use the code KPRKCCO to get that discount. So now before we hear a recording of the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra playing the beautiful Fare Pavane, during the music, you can go ahead and call now, be the third caller at 888-577-5268. That's the sound of the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, as directed by Bruce Sorrell. And another reminder, tomorrow night's their Mad About Mozart concert. It's Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. For more information, kcchamberorchestra.org. And good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, and this is Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music also comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. This is a clarinet sonata by Max Reger, now on KPR. Charles Steyer is the clarinetist. Music for clarinet and piano by Max Reger. Reger's sonata from Opus 107 with Charles Steyer, clarinet, and William Bloomquist at the piano. Next we'll hear the Jean-Baptiste Arban Memorial Quick Step. That'll be right after the news on KPR+. Plus, we have a couple of firsts this morning. Next hour, Felix Mendelssohn's First Symphony and Prokofiev's First Violin Concerto next hour. We also have some great music by Claude Debussy with harp and chamber orchestra, dances sacred and profane, plus a tarantella for classical guitar next hour. Keep it here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas as the classical music continues. From the album Provocative Piano, that was NOLA.
As the FBI reports that anti-Trump NPR News.
Join us for that story and many more starting at 3 this afternoon. For All Things Considered from NPR, here on KPR. Where support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest. Eagles Rest is a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence. With heirloom quality furniture by Acorn Ness, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at Eagles Rest, naturalhome.com. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by indigenous people historically and today. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. It's 10:01. This is KPR.
Live from NPR. Net Addiction. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Chestnut Brass Company. That was called the Jean B. Arban Memorial Quick Step. That's an important book for trumpeters, the Arban Book of Exercises. There's a KU band concert tonight at the Leeds Center, 7:30. The KU Wind Ensemble and the Symphonic Band. And the piece de resistance is the KU Wind Ensemble with Paul Popiel conducting for Jim Barnes' Third Symphony. Jim Barnes served over 40 years at KU as a director of bands and teacher of music composition. And he's written his 9 symphonies. But tonight at the Leeds Center, it's his Third Symphony from 1997 with a very special third movement, Fantasia, for Natalie. It's his 4-movement symphony. And before that, Matt Smith conducts the Symphonic Band. With, well, let's see, an overture by Giovannini, Sketches on a Tudor Psalm by Fisher Tull. It's a great piece. Romance by Valero Castells and Tempered Steel by Charles Rochester Young. Very affordable. It's at the Leeds Center tonight at 7:30, the KU band concert. Here is Felix Mendelssohn. This is Claudio Abbado with the London Symphony Orchestra, playing Mendelssohn's First Symphony, number 1 in C minor, opus 11, on KPR. Opus 11, the symphony number 1, the first symphony by Felix Mendelssohn, Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra. Stay tuned for a tarantella for classical guitar, and we'll have a Tchaikovsky waltz and a Prokofiev first violin concerto coming up soon. Good morning. It's 16 minutes before 11 o'clock, 65 degrees so far in Lawrence. And stay tuned. Next, we'll have music from 1904, two dances in contrasting style, a sacred dance, and then a profane dance. Well, in French, meaning secular, not religious, not anything blasphemous. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spiderartconstructors.com. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Classics Live brings you opening night from this summer's Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. It's a season of firsts, as the orchestra brings you the first symphonies by Mozart and Schumann, plus Beethoven's first piano concerto. It's Thursday night at 7, right here on KPR for Classics Live. And now, Claude Debussy, dances sacred and profane on KPR. Such a flippant little ending. That was the profane dance, or the non-religious. It began with the sacred dance. Two dances contrasting from 1904 by Claude Debussy with Edmund Colomer, the English Chamber Orchestra, and Vanessa McKeon was our harpist. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from the Green Lady Lounge. The Green Lady, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. A tarantella. That was music by Augustine Barrios, tarantelle. It was played by Jeffrey McFadden, guitarist, here on KPR. Today's high should only be 77. And tonight's low, 49. Tomorrow should be a little warmer, about 84. Thursday, 84. And it looks like Friday, warming up to 87. And the weekend should be warm as well, with Saturday, 87, and Sunday, 78.
Hello, friends. It's your evening classical host, Destiny, here at KPR. Did you know I also play the violin? Yes, I do, as part of Live Day on Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m. Come see yours truly playing some spooky, spooky music with her friends at the Lawrence Public Library. It's free, October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
Looking forward to that. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. It's KPR. We'll have a Chopin Nocturne played by Vladimir Ashkenazi in just about 3 minutes after the news. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU at KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer, songwriter, Antje Duvekot, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Bowersock Capital Partners, a woman-owned and managed financial management firm with deep Kansas roots. Sanctuary Securities, member FINRUH, SIPC Advisory Services, through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. The news is next.
Saying. President Biden says he is power. The Dow is up 66 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. Good morning. This is KPR. Wistfully played by Vladimir Ashkenazi. That was one of the Opus 15 Nocturnes by Frédéric Chopin, the second one. And next on KPR, a big Tchaikovsky waltz from Eugene Onegin. And then some more piano music. How about a Schubert 13th piano sonata before we hear Sergei Prokofiev's first violin concerto? It's an exciting morning for classical music here on KPR. Glad we're listening together. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown, here at KPR. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the Tchaikovsky Waltz now on KPR. Waltz from Eugene Onegin, the music of Tchaikovsky, played in a classic performance with Antal Doradi and the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra. Next, a Schubert piano sonata, and we have Sergei Prokofiev coming up with a young 1989 Anna-Sophie Mutter as the violin soloist. And we'll start the noon hour with a ravishing dance from Waldteufel known as the Bohemians, followed by Verdi's Variations for Piano and Orchestra, and much more, during Classical Music with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 here on KPR. Radu Lupu now is the pianist in the Lucky 13th Piano Sonata in A Major by Franz Schubert, now on KPR. Radu Lupu, the pianist name for that piano sonata number 13 in A by Franz Schubert. Next on KPR, music from 1915 that was interrupted so the composer could work on The Gambler, featuring a young Anna-Sophie Mutter, violinist. Support for all this great classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made, transitional, and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And now from the youth of Sergei Prokofiev. He started his first violin concerto as a concertino, a little concerto in 1915. He was still pretty young. He was born 1891. But then he set it aside to work on his opera, The Gambler. And then he went back to it in the summer of 1917. Here's a performance of it with Mstislav Rostropovich directing the National Symphony Orchestra of Washington, D.C., and a young violinist, Anna Sophie Mutter, is the soloist. Prokofiev's First Violin Concerto on KPR. Sergei Prokofiev's First Violin Concerto with Mstislav Rostropovich and the National Symphony Orchestra in a 1989 Anna Sophie Mutter here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
News, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition from NPR here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. And you can listen through kansaspublicradio.org by downloading our free app. Or remember, you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. This is KPR.